All right, so our drink for today is called the Bee's Knees.
Yes, I like that terminology, Bee's Knees, as in it is the business.
Yeah, it's really good. So I ordered a book off of Amazon called Essential Three Ingredient Cocktail. It's by Amy Trainor, and it has pretty nice drinks in there. I mean, you know, a lot of the classics and then some other different ones. But this is Bee's Knees. You have 2 ounces of gin, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, and 3/4 ounce of honey syrup, which you can easily make at home. You just take equal parts honey and equal parts hot water. Mix until the honey is dissolved. And then you could use that. You could store it in your refrigerator, it said up to 2 weeks. Mix all that up in a shaker with ice. Strain it into a glass and enjoy.
Honey water. I like honey water.
Yeah, so the drink was really good. We definitely had a second one of this one.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was tangy. It was sweet. It was everything a drink should be.
Yes, and he didn't speak a different language this time.
Leave me alone.
We didn't dance either.
Leave me alone.
But it was still good. So, nice, quick, easy drink. Mm-hmm. And if you want a nice, quick, easy drink, I would definitely suggest getting this book. It's for, you know, people who just like a simple drink. And it's good on the budget. The simple drinks are very good on the budget because you don't need a whole lot of extra stuff to make a special drink.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're kind of short on cash, but you have enough to get at least gin and honey and lemon juice, you'll be fine.
Exactly. And you have a great drink that you can just sit around. And especially during this time of everybody staying indoors, mm-hmm. really can't get to bars or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do it at home.
Have a bar at home.
Yes.
Have it set up. Have all the liquor bottles in there. And just have yourself a good old time.
Yeah. Which is what we're doing now. So anyway, up next is our review of Guardians. The movie is bad, but we hope you enjoy our breakdown of it. All right, I guess we're back.
Yes, we are. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bad Movies and Booze, where, as always, we're just screwing up when we're picking out movies. And this one, jeez.
Yeah, I need to call somebody out. So, my friend Stephanie, she posted this movie when we asked for suggestions.
Wait a minute, is this the Stephanie that I know on Facebook that usually comments on some of my stuff at times?
Yes.
Hello, Stephanie. I have a bone to pick with your ass.
She said that it was actually her husband told her this one.
Well, Stephanie's husband, you belong to me.
So this movie is Guardians.
Not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nope.
Just keep that in mind. It is not Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, and all them.
Well, at least it's not supposed to be.
Oh, gee whiz.
This movie is a mixture of Marvel, DC.
No, it's mainly Marvel because it's Fantastic Four, Guardians of the Galaxy, kinda, and S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It's a no. It's a hell no.
It's definitely a hell no.
Hell no.
Oh, and Avengers. Well, Avengers. Yeah, Avengers is definitely Avengers.
Too. Yeah, because you know they all work together.
I mean,
it's a mess.
The Bear Man.
I was looking forward to Bear Man.
Oh my gosh.
Man, Bear Man.
Bear Jesus. Man was fun.
Wait until we get into him.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to roast this dude.
Oh my gosh.
Woo, boy. 3.9 out of 10 on IMDb. Guardians. Patriots is about during the Cold War, an organization called Patriot created a superhero squad which includes members of multiple Soviet republics. Imagine the irony in that. For years, the heroes had to hide their identities, but in hard times, they must show themselves again. So yeah, imagine the irony of that one, just hearing, hey, we got this project called Patriot, but they're Russian. I guess Patriot is subjective. It's subjective.
Patriots.
I
don't know.
It's subjective.
Anyway.
As far as the cast, ladies and gentlemen, forgive me because I'm going to have a time with these names.
This is his job. Yes, it is. I am not taking it over because these names,
These names. Yes, we're having Russian, Ukrainian names. And if I butcher them outside of the humor that we always have, I sincerely apologize for that.
Yes.
I sincerely apologize if I get these pronunciations incorrect. So I'm going to give it all I got with this.
Have fun.
Anton Pampushny, Sanjar Mahdi, Sebastian Sisak, Alina Lenina, Valeria Shkrirando, Vyacheslav Razbigayev, Stanislav Shirin. I knew Stanislav because we know Stanislaus. Mm-hmm. So Stanislav was easy. Alexander Komissarov and Nikolai Shestak. I'm not even going to try the other one. So I got more than enough.
You did pretty good.
It was all right.
So this movie, just picture Avengers and Spider-Man and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Just all of it just mushed together. Mm-hmm. Just imagine that, because that's what this movie was.
And before we get into it, we don't know. We know some names.
Yes.
But you're going to hear us referencing the following people in this fashion. Lady Nick Fury with bad makeup and heels. Speedy Drax. Rockman. Not to be confused with Mega Man. For those that know who Mega Man is, that's Rockman. Bear Man. Invisible Water Woman. Buff Electric Man / Kuratov. And funny enough, Kuratov is the only name that we know.
I mean, no, I did get some names down.
No, that's Buff Electric Man.
Very true. Anyway, so the start of the movie, for some reason, is old war scenes, a clip of JFK.
Back into the layup.
Then different views of statues, rooms, and what looks like a lab with a woman on the table.
Right. We're talking about, as far as statues, we're talking old USSR. We're looking at Stalin.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going back to that.
Yeah. Then they're showing what we're guessing are experiment notes on what's going to happen with each of the different people that they're conducting these experiments on.
So yeah, so think of Captain America, and if you go back to like, it's one of the Wolverine movies. It's like one of the earlier ones where him and Victor Creed were teaming up with other mutants with Will.i.am and Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. So it's kind of like a Weapon X feel.
Yeah. But it wasn't a really bad opening. The opening was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed the opening because it gives us an idea of what we're about to go into.
Then we get into these guys who are in a room. They're all these soldiers, and they're in this room. It looks like a bunker. And they're showing off these new robotic soldiers. And the soldiers are outside in the field, and they're three-legged. And the guys in the room are explaining how these units will take away the instability of regular soldiers.
Right.
And the robotic soldiers are automatically taken over. Like, it wasn't even 5 minutes. They didn't even really show what the robotic soldiers can do. All of a sudden, they were taken over and they killed the people in the bunker.
Yeah, it didn't end too well for them. They couldn't figure out what was going on. All they knew, what they had, were the ED-209s from RoboCop And the next thing you know, they were doing fine. And then they were just blowing everything up, then turned around and said, whoopsie doo, you're dead too.
Yeah. Then you see this guy with no shirt on and he has some type of remote on his back. So
Buffy Electric Man.
Yeah. So we find out Patriot was the name of the secret experiments. Mm-hmm. They start doing all this talk and there's these two scientists and they're doing all this talking about where the Patriot experiment came from. One that made Module One, they're the remotes, the remote control robot things. And then another one who made the Guardians.
Module One was shut down because of the failed experiments. Right. So that was really unfortunate, but maybe a blessing in disguise.
Right. So we find out one of the scientists is upset about Module One failing. And because of an explosion, he basically became Module One. So, like, he got fused into, this is where the Buff Electric Man comes from.
His name is Kuratov, yes. But he's Buff Electric Man. I mean, he has no neck.
Yeah, no neck at all.
And a glowing torso, which more than likely will be the power core for all the craziness that he's able to do.
Probably. Hmm. They're going to use the Guardians to destroy the Module One scientist, Kuratov. Mm-hmm. So the military is now trying to find the Guardians, and there's this one female soldier who's in charge of assembling them.
Female Nick Fury.
Yeah. We find out that the Guardians are hiding all over Russia, mm-hmm. and the first one is in Armenia. So we end up in Armenia in a church.
Yep.
And this man, he's praying at the altar.
Most specifically, the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Yeah, he says the whole entire thing in Russian.
Which sounded lovely, actually.
It did.
It sounded really nice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I love whenever something that's usually westernized has the same effectiveness in another country. And when you hear it in a different language, it just puts a lot of perspective into your everyday waking life, helping you realize that person, even though they may have a different language or look different from me, they pray to the same God as I do.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah. It does help you put a lot of things in perspective that way.
Major Lorena is, you know, as we call her, Lady Nick Fury.
Yes. She finds the guy as he's walking out of the church. This guy can move rocks. His name is Lernick. And Major Lorena says she's offering him a chance at revenge. At first, he's talking about how he hates what everybody did to him. And now he's in hiding and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But then, as soon as he finds out that Kuratov is still alive, he's all in. He's ready to go ahead and kill Kuratov.
Yep, Kuratov did some dirt and Rockman wants to bust him aside the head with one.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
So then we all of a sudden see this guy with these swords in the middle of the Kazakhstan desert. Mm-hmm. And there's four jeeps that are coming after him. And they have guns on the jeeps and people are standing up in the jeeps, like out of the sunroofs or whatever, trying to shoot this guy.
They know exactly what they're dealing with, the way that they were set up.
Right.
So we have this dude that's dressed in black with a nice size scarf wrapped around his lower half from his nose down, kind of like Vincent from Final Fantasy VII. He unsheaths these two gorgeous hooked blades. I'm looking at these. I'm like,
yeah, Andrew wanted them.
What are these? How much do they cost? And how fast can they come to the house?
Yeah, we're not getting them.
I want them.
We're not getting them.
But it comes with a price because our guy, the one that these four turret having SUVs are going after, has the powers of X-Men's Quicksilver, X-Men Nightcrawler, and Guardian of the Galaxy Drax, because he's just shifting through the air, just slicing up truck after truck, and sliced the dude down the middle, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did.
And it was splendid. I mean, for that, at least I enjoyed that part. I still want the blades.
It was interesting.
I still want the blades.
So we find out his name is Khan. And after he kills everybody, Lernik immediately shows up in the middle of the desert. I don't know how he got to where he was, because there was nobody around. There's no other cars. There's no anything. He kills these people, and then all of a sudden, Lernik is there.
It's S.H.I.E.L.D. It's S.H.I.E.L.D. Because S.H.I.E.L.D. They know what they're doing.
He's not S.H.I.E.L.D.
They are this Russian S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, my gosh. So he goes and says, you know, they're going to kill Kuratov. So, of course, he wants to kill him, too. So now we get to the bear.
Yes. So we're going into the woods.
Yes.
Because, you know, because bears are in the woods. Because bears.
I mean, maybe he had to shit.
Perhaps.
In the woods.
If a bear takes a shit in the woods, does it leave a smell?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the inside of this house that looks like it's a nice wood house, but it kind of looks like it's built out of a tree stump. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's these special operatives that are trying to surround this house. And yeah, whenever you surround someone's house, it usually does not end well. And of course it doesn't, because we see this half man, half bear. When we're talking about this, we're talking waist down man.
Yes.
Arms bear man. Torso bear man. Head of a bear.
Yes.
So it's bear man.
Yes.
Bear man comes out just tearing shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Tearing shit up. And apparently, S.H.I.E.L.D. is there with the other two dudes.
Of course.
We're going to kill Kuratov. One yes. in.
And of course.
And of course, the bear man wants to kill him. And he gets out of his bear mode in what could only be explained as the most terrible CGI.
It was really bad CGI.
The worst CGI of a transformation I've ever seen.
Yeah.
We've seen the Incredible Hulk's CGI. It is nowhere near Incredible Hulk level.
Not at all. So then, of course, everybody's getting together. Now they're all in Moscow at a circus show. And there's a woman who's about to do an act. She jumps off a diving board into the water, but she comes out invisible. Well, she's really not invisible. She's like this see-through blue. Like she's walking water, basically.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, she's invisible with water and temperature control of her body. So whatever temperature she has around her, she adapts. And I think it makes her more translucent.
Yeah. And then some flecks fall through the sky and she turns back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes into her dressing room and Khan shows up and she starts fighting with him automatically. And we realize she doesn't know who anyone is. She can't remember her old life. Because she starts fighting everybody, all the guys who are in there.
Except for Big Bear.
Except for the Bear Man. Because, of course, you already know. I mean, her and Bear Man had some type of weird relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, they don't talk about it too much, but
they should have.
You can tell, yeah.
They should have.
Now, Kuratov is in this really large room. And he's talking to his clone army. But you can't see them. They're in some type of stasis.
Mm.
So it's like all these little tunnels or little
pods.
Yeah. And they're all inside of these different pods. And he's just talking to them, of course, telling them, you know, it's basically time and all this other stuff, whatever.
Typical bad guy shit.
Of course. So we go back to the circus woman. And she's explaining again how she doesn't know anything.
Except for how to make borscht. Womp womp.
Yeah.
It was a bad joke about borscht.
It was really bad.
But then we discover, throughout that talk, they have been inactive for the last 40 years.
Yes, but none of them get old.
They don't age. They aged really well. And when I say really well, time slowed down considerably.
Right. So they all still look like they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever age they were when they were transformed. That's what age they still looks like they are.
And the sad part about all this, with as I'm sure as much money they put in there, dialogue is lacking.
Dialogue is lacking big time. Mm. Big time.
It was just terrible. They could have done something more. This movie probably wouldn't have came up on the radar if the dialogue was a little bit better. But, you know, here we are.
Right. So they come up with this plan to surprise Kuratov. And they go to, they know where he is. And they take the Guardians to go to Kuratov to try and surprise him. And the Guardians are where they're supposed to be. And I guess Lady Nick Fury is in some type of plane or she's in some other area. And they're trying to listen to the Guardians, but somebody jams their signal so they can't hear. They can't communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. So the lady, which I still forget Invisible Woman's name.
Yeah, I can't get it either.
No. So she can only become invisible when she walks through like water or something like that.
Right.
So of course it's raining where she's walking. Now it's not raining anywhere else, but it's raining where she's walking.
And while it's raining, we're seeing a lot of slow motion.
Right.
Why?
I don't. It was weird. So she's walking through, but the clone army can see her. Because they have some type of night vision or something. So they start fighting. Mm-hmm. And everybody starts fighting. And the fight scenes are not good at all. They're pretty bad.
Garbage.
Right. So now the Guardians are fighting. And although Khan was killing lots of the soldiers, they all get caught. Lernik somehow faces Kuratov. And
this fight was bullshit.
It was such a bad scene.
It was awful.
It was so bad. And Kuratov beats him up and breaks his back.
Batman and Bane reference. If you know the scene in the comic book, if you know the scene in The Dark Knight.
See, that's what I meant. It was that's DC. What I said. There DC was in there too.
Yeah, there's a DC reference. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Batman and Bane. Shout out to you,
yes.
But it did not do your iconic scene any good service when they did it themselves.
I did write the lady's name down. Oh, her name is Ksenia.
Oh, yeah, I got it too.
Ksenia. So, Khan, Arsis, who is
Bearman,
mm-hmm. and Ksenia. I think this is when we find out their names, actually.
Right.
They're in this weird caged off room, so it has some type of force field in front of it so they can't get out.
Wait a minute, where's Lernik?
Lernik had his back broken and he was just laying on the ground. Remember, he just left him there.
Yeah, I remember that, but why didn't you just throw him in there too for good measure?
That would make sense, but no.
Plot.
Yeah. So Kuratov wants them to come fight with him, and of course they refuse. And Kuratov is walking through. He's looking at his weapons and his army. And then he starts controlling all the army tanks. And this is all on the news. And they're on the news, they're like, oh, all of these tanks were stolen. We wonder why. And it was just like, oh, this happens. Like, this is something normal that happens every day.
It's a Thursday afternoon and there's tanks missing.
Right.
I wonder what happened here. What the
And the tanks and robotic soldiers are making their way through Russia. They're like tearing Moscow apart.
Oh, yeah.
And the buildings are on fire and everything.
Yep. And Rockman is still not considered a threat after his back-breaking performance.
Right.
And they were found by Russian SHIELD.
Right. So she finds him on the ground. And we're guessing that since Kuratov broke his back, he wasn't worth locking up with the rest of the people.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So now Kuratov is controlling helicopters because he's trying to get this tower. And he's trying to get the helicopters to help move the tower with these wires and all this other stuff. But he's doing this all on his own.
Yeah, he has the power of manipulating machines.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nifty ability.
Yeah. So.
With his fake body.
Yeah, so then this general, his name is General Dorogov, which we just see him all of a sudden. Well, he was the guy who told Lady Nick Fury to get the Guardians together. And he's telling Kuratov, he's like, we had an agreement to deliver the Guardians to you, and now you have to live up to your part of the agreement, which we don't know what that was. But it doesn't matter because Kuratov decides to kill him.
Yeah, you served your purpose. Yeah. Now you die.
So, yeah. So now we find out that the Russian general was trying to get the Guardians to Kuratov. So, anyway, he's dead. That didn't matter. I don't even know why it was part of the story. So, we're in the Guardians lab. And Lernick is on the table. He's talking to Major Lorena, Lady Nick Fury. And he's talking about how he saw his daughter grow, had grandkids, and was even able to attend his daughter's funeral when she died of old age. Because that's how slow they actually age. Yeah.
So that's definitely a Wolverine reference because when it came to Wolverine, he's at least 200 years old.
Right. So they're just trying to make it like, you know, this guy's, none of them really age. So,
right. So they look like they're in their 20s, 30s, where they should be like 70s, 80s. So it's kind of like Wolverine / Captain America Super Soldier Program.
Right.
Where slow aging is a thing.
Right. So now the other professor shows up, the one who Kuratov was upset with because Kuratov's experiment failed, but the Guardian's experiment was actually good. So he shows up and we don't really find out his name for a while. But anyway, his name is Professor. So he's going to help Lernick recover.
Yep. So he essentially injected him with some super juice.
Of course.
And a little time has passed and Rockman is back.
Of course. I want some super juice.
I need some super juice.
Man, these knees.
My back.
Ooh.
I got a fused L3-L4. I need this thing fixed.
Super juice.
Super juice.
Super juice.
Yes. Slow aging super juice.
Yes.
Holy crap. Can you imagine us being 100, but we still look like this?
I mean, I already look 100, so.
Now, let's see. I don't have you flirting on this podcast. Look at this. I'm going to sign your pity on the money count.
Look, we're not talking about this. No. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
I tell you. But meanwhile, there's more trash talk dialogue from Arsis. And I'm not talking about shit talking. I'm talking about garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, the dialogue is garbage.
Garbage.
About Ksenia and how he watched over her. And they also eventually talk about Arsis the Bear Man going into what they call full bear mode.
Right.
Oy,
so he's really afraid that he's going to get stuck in full bear mode. So
Russian bear.
So he wants to talk to the professor to see if the professor can tell him what he can do to help, if there's anything he can do so he's not stuck as a bear. So anyway, the professor is looking into something. We're back to the professor. He's looking at something and he's about to call someone. But of course, Kuratov shows up and zaps the phone out of his hand. And there's more dialogue. So
pathetic, embarrassing, terrible dialogue.
Right.
And I caught the name Professor Victor.
Yeah. So everybody knows what Kuratov is trying to do. Except for us. They haven't told us. They didn't tell us. Everybody knows what Kuratov is trying to do. Kuratov, he then zaps all the equipment that the professor was working on. And the professor is choking on smoke. And Kuratov walks out. So now he's powering up this tower. And they're showing a satellite. It's called Hammer.
Yes.
And he's trying to control this satellite.
And we learned something about Hammer. It's actually a Cold War Ronald Reagan reference. Mm-hmm. So for those that don't know, the Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI, nicknamed the Star Wars Program. And yes, this was mentioned in the movie, the Star Wars Program. This is not a kid or a joke. Ronald Reagan actually said Star Wars Program.
Right.
Look it up.
Right.
And it was a proposed missile defense system intended to protect the United States from attack by ballistic strategic nuclear weapons. The concept was first announced on March 23, 1983 by President Ronald Reagan, a vocal critic of the doctrine of mutually assured destruction, which he described as a, quote, suicide pact, close quote, and called upon American scientists and engineers to develop a system that would render nuclear weapons obsolete.
Right.
So a little history lesson for everyone there. It's just, I mean, I'll be perfectly honest, you know, back in 83 when I didn't understand it, and now I'm reading it now, you're batshit crazy.
Basically. So now they're finding out, you know, now they're telling us what Kuratov is trying to do and what he's trying to do with these towers. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to make sure that they stop him before he gets the last piece in place. So now there's military jets and they're flying over to the location to stop Kuratov. Mm-hmm. But he has his robot soldiers shoot them down because the soldiers are made not to miss anything.
And plot.
Right. So one gets through, but Kuratov has a magnetic force field, and that thing is zapped out of the sky. So now we have to hear Khan's backstory for some reason. In the middle of all this stuff happening, Khan and Lady Nick Fury just start talking, and Khan is talking about how he thought his brother was a better fighter, and he went to Kuratov because he wanted to try and be better, but he didn't like the experiments and he realized he became superhuman. So he challenged his brother again and he killed his brother.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah. So now we're back at the lab and all the scientists are standing behind Lady Nick Fury in triangle formation.
Yep.
I don't know why. It made no sense. Oh, but
it made sense to me. The V formation.
Mm-hmm.
V stands for victory.
But so they don't have to stand like that just because,
it's
no.
Symbolic of victory. Victory.
Yeah, but why are they standing like that?
Because.
In the middle of the.
Plot.
Yeah. So the scientists made suits for the Guardians. And awesome. The Guardians have to get lessons in how to work their suits.
But of course, there is a problem. Speedy Drax got a new suit. Invisible Woman got a new suit. Rockman got a new suit. Bear Man doesn't have a new suit.
No.
Bear Man doesn't get a new suit, but he gets a backpack.
Yes.
Oh, but it's not just any backpack. No. Bear Man gets a backpack with a minigun.
Right.
So when he bears out, you know, the half man, half bear aspect, the backpack turns into a minigun because he has his wits about himself to be able to use it. Next up, we have Rockman, who gets a suit with rocks, because earlier when he was fighting with Kuratov, he was in a room with rocks, but didn't have access to enough rocks.
Yeah, they told him the reason he lost the battle with Kuratov is because he didn't have access to rocks. But the room, the whole entire room was full of rocks.
He made an armor out of the rocks.
But he didn't have enough rocks.
He didn't have enough rocks.
We don't understand that one.
That makes no sense.
But yeah. So everybody is training with their suits. Larnik can't control his electric whip. and he hits himself. I'm still trying to figure out why he has an electric whip.
I guess
if he's Rockman.
I guess he needs, well, the electricity from the rocks.
No.
Well, the electricity from the whip, I guess it's it's a conductor.
No.
For the rocks. I don't know. It's something.
It made no sense.
It's S.H.I.E.L.D.
They just gave him this electric whip just because.
Rock whip.
Yeah. So now Kuratov, he still hasn't finished what he needed to do. So we're back with him, just watching him do what he's doing. And he's giving conversation and commentary. But then we go back to the lab. Mm-hmm. And they say that they have an hour to finish doing what they're doing. How they know they have an hour? Like, who timed it?
I mean, you got to have a high turnover time when the world is at stake.
I don't know.
You got to learn this shit in 1 hour's time or we're all going to die.
I don't know.
That's how it works.
So they have special keys to get through the force field now. Why they didn't give the guys in the jets special whatever to get through the force field, I don't know.
We need collateral damage.
But hey. So they're all going through the force field. The fight scenes are starting. Mm. Bear Man can't run. Mm-mm. It's horrible. And Larenik can turn his whip into a shield.
Which was pretty not bad.
No.
At that part, I can understand why the rocks and the electricity were hand in hand. It at least does that.
No.
So he just turned into an electric rock Captain America.
Yeah, but the fight scenes are ridiculously horrible. Mm. And the Guardians are getting hurt. And Arsis turns into a full bear. Like a bear, like a bear in the woods, grizzly bear.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Yes, bear. He is a bear. And
this part.
Kasaris starts riding the bear.
That was
funny. Like, he's a bear. Like, he has no clothes. He's a naked bear.
Yes. Keep this in mind.
So then they have to get into an elevator. And they have to move. They have to get out of the way. So that Arsis, as a bear, can fit onto the elevator.
That was my favorite
part. Yeah, I was about to say, that part was kind of cute. That was a little funny.
Like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Courtney. Basically. I mean, he doesn't talk.
I'm a bear with a big old backpack. I need some room.
Yeah. So he gets on the elevator. And then they're getting off of the elevator. And Arsis is now half man, half bear again.
Where'd he get the pants?
And he has pants on.
Pants and boots. He was a full on bear in the elevator. Did he like bear down?
But when he turned into a bear, the pants ripped off of him.
It's like, even when the Incredible Hulk happened, his pants stretched and ripped. And when he got back then, when he went from Hulk to Bruce Banner, the pants are like all stretched out and they're ripped up. He needs a new set of clothes.
Right.
Where did the new clothes come from?
I don't know.
Did someone have them?
Belt and all. So.
So they're on, like, they get out. Somehow they wind up on a roof.
Yeah.
And this is where you can really see how bad the cinema graphics are with Arsis the Bear Man.
Yeah.
You're looking at it and you're like, oh, this is flawed. Like I said, to put it into perspective, my brother has a 4K Ultra. If we were to put this movie on that TV and see that scene that we're talking about, that Bear Man is going to look god-awful.
It's going to look like Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Oh, I'm talking about like the first, the original Planet of the Apes. Yes. Yeah. So anyway.
The lines are just as bad too.
Yeah, all the lines are still bad. But anyway, Lady Nick Fury, she finds the professor. the professor's still alive. I don't even know why that had to come up, but it was there.
It's necessary.
So then the Guardians decide to walk across this pipe, and they're getting shot at. But of course they're okay.
Because they're superheroes. They need to save the day.
No, whatever. So Khan flies through the air and slices the pipe that the shooters are on and saves everyone.
Hero shit.
So the professor, one of the things he found out that he tells Lady Nick Fury is that the Guardians can transfer power to each other, but they can kill each other accidentally if they do so. So now Lady Nick Fury has to go out and find the Guardians so she can tell them that they can do this. So, of course, this is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Power Stone. I get the reference. But at the same time, this is actually Fantastic Four. Rise of the Silver Surfer. That one I know because they put all the powers into Johnny Storm, aka Human Torch, and Torch saved the day, more or less.
Yeah.
So it's the same damn thing.
It's kind of both. It's kind of both things together.
Yeah, potato, potato.
Yeah. So the Guardians are inside of a tower, and they have to power down the generator. And they can't figure out how to do it. So for some reason, Invisible Water Lady, Casaris, she decides to use her own body to power down the force field in the generator. And it's almost like a Rogue reference.
Right. To the first X-Men when Rogue had to power down Magneto and strip him of his powers.
Right. And
man, there's a lot of Marvel references. Yeah. I'm glad we watch Marvel movies.
And Arsis pulls her away. So Arsis is like the Wolverine in this part.
Yeah, quite sentimental in that aspect.
Yeah. So everyone is cheering and Kuratov is smiling. And they're now trying to fight Kuratov, but he's beating them all up. And Casaris grabs Lair and she makes him invisible so he can use the whip without Kuratov seeing what's happening, I guess. So Arsis turns into full bear again and Kuratov just punches him in the face.
Sucker punch like a mug.
Yeah.
You went full bear for nothing.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
So the Major wants to get the Guardians off the tower before it's blown up, but the order is given to blow the tower up anyway. And for some reason, this plane comes back and Khan is able to lasso everybody and they all grab onto this lasso and they're flying away. And then Kuratov starts controlling the plane and he makes it crash, but Khan cuts the lasso and of course all the people fall into water because
plot.
Of course it has to be safe.
It's got to be action because there's always one last card to play, so water is usually the safe way to go.
And yeah, they all climb out of the water. And Arsis turns back into half man, half bear again.
I swear to God, this dude must be keeping spare clothes in his fur.
And he had...
He got to be. That's the only thing. The only logical explanation this motherfucker is keeping clothes in his fur. How the hell... You got two... You have at least two spare pair of pants... Socks and boots. Where the hell is it coming from?
Oh, I was not expecting those words.
It's in his fur. Or he made it out of his fur or something.
I don't know. But yeah, he has pants on again.
Jesus, man.
So, torpedoes are about to hit the tower. But, of course, Kuratov controls the torpedoes. Major Lady Nick Fury just happens to find the Guardians who fell into this water.
Convenient.
And tells them about the energy transfer thing. And they try it. And of course, it's like the end of the Guardians of the Galaxy. And it causes this weird explosion.
A super EMP.
And it only knocks down the towers that Kuratov was using.
And surrounding buildings.
No.
I saw a few surrounding buildings get lopped off.
I mean, but they were already burning anyway.
Well, they had to drop anyway from the super electromagnetic pulse. So, there we go.
Of course, Kuratov is falling out of the sky. And he's yelling, "You can't defeat me.
I'm vowing revenge," and other bad guy stuff.
Yeah.
Generic lines here.
Basically. The Guardians are now laying in a heap on the ground. And the news person says that the group who stole the army tanks and everything, that they were stopped just as quickly as it was started. But it wasn't quick. And
what concept of time do you have?
I know. It wasn't quick, and everything around them is burning. So I don't know what they were thinking about. So now they're all on a bridge with Lady Nick Fury, and they're all talking. And at the end, Major says they found other Guardians. So it's kind of like X-Men. So they found other... mutants, basically.
More mutants, more Guardians. It's the heroes.
And that's the end.
And I think that's more of a Transformer reference, kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
We are here and we are waiting. And ironically, we were watching the last bit of Transformers before we done recording.
Yeah.
Go figure. But yeah, this movie was trash.
It was trash.
Trash.
Absolutely. So, Jesus. I mean, it wasn't even fun trash. It wasn't even something that you want to, like, get drunk or get high and watch for laughs. No. Because you're not going to laugh about it.
It gets bad.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it gets bad.
There's another.
No, not that. No, I mean, they did actually say they wanted to do a second one, but...
yeah.
But the budget... on this thing, $5.4 million.
Wow.
Which is a 320 million ruble. Box office, surprisingly, 15.1 million.
Mm.
That's not bad.
I mean,
it's essentially almost triple.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. But the sequel was indeed canceled because they said they were going to do Guardians 2. Being approved with Turbo Films, the Chinese distributor first, as the co-production company. Mm. So it will reportedly be partially shot in China and have some Chinese characters. But, you know, after the critical and commercial failure and declaration of bankruptcy by Enjoy Movies, director Andreas Jahn said that the continuation will still be, stating also that their team, they are discussing who from the superheroes will die.
Mm.
However, the film will also be filmed in conjunction with the big cinema, also founded by brothers Andreas Jans.
Mm.
But you know what? I also found some other stuff. And I know I was peeved.
About what?
An iOS game titled Guardians Defense of Justice. In which players fight off hordes of attacking enemies. I found it in the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
Don't get it. Don't waste your time. It looked like it's a free game. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money. Guardians. Regardless, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, that was Guardians. We're going to get another movie. We don't know what it is just yet, but we can guarantee you it's just going to be a sheer mess.
Of course.
Indeed.
That's what we're here for.
That's why we do what we do.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for listening to another crazy and fun-filled episode of Bad Movies and Booze. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you on our social media platforms. And of course, as always, and as we always say with each and every show, no matter where you are, no matter what you have in your glass, drink responsibly.
Cheers.
Cheers.